Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, good early evening. This is Steve Lewis here, Philly Sports Live. Mike Zick will be joining us soon, and we're here to discuss the big trades that happened in the past couple weeks. One was with our Philadelphia 76ers, and the other with the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a strange time, to say the least, as one team who has already been into a massive rebuilding project has hit the reset button, kind of starting a completely different rebuilding, which didn't really make a whole lot of sense. And then you have the football team, who was a good team, back-to-back 10-win seasons, and now has decided that they're going to go a different direction here. And I had to give this a few days to myself to recover from what Tuesday afternoon, when some of these transactions started taking place. It kind of seemed like a Black Tuesday for Eagles fans, at least for myself. I just want to say, for what it's worth, I did not agree with just about any of these transactions at all. Going into 2013, we had four superstars in this team. We had Jason Peters, Trent Cole, DeSean Jackson, and David McCoy. Now we're down to only having one of those guys left. And my question is here, for what? Were we not a good enough team without these guys? Or with these guys? Or are we a better team without them, I guess, is what, you know, some decide. I think that, you know, these are guys that, you know, they're core players you build a team around. They're worth the money they get paid. And, I mean, when you're talking about Shady McCoy, this statistically was one of the best Eagles ever, and at age 26, so more was to come of what would have been the greatest career in Philadelphia Eagles history. And now all that is history, is he plays for Buffalo now, just about, almost done. So Mike Zecca, obviously, as I expressed to you earlier in the week, I'm very distraught about everything that's happened here. I know you share some of those opinions with me on the basketball team, but it's been a rough time.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we'll definitely start with the Eagles, since that's the most recent news. Obviously, earlier in the week, the big blockbuster deal with LeSean McCoy reportedly going to be heading to Buffalo for linebacker Kiko Alonso, who's an ex-Oregon Duck, surprisingly. Definitely a shocker, no doubt about it. But, I don't think I'm as strong as, have as strong opinions as you do on this, because, I mean, I kind of want to just see how this all plays out. See what they do with free agency, because obviously now they have a ton of money available to them. See what they do in the draft. Whether they try and get Mariota or whether Nick Foles is the guy. So I really kind of just want to see what this roster stands to look like come July at training camp at NovaCare. And I think this is kind of a type of trade that, I mean, time will tell if this was a good move. I mean, obviously, I think it's very similar to the Sixers with the Michael Carter-Williams trade. I think these two moves definitely have a lot of parallels. But, I mean, I kind of just want to see how this plays out because, I think the two things with McCoy is, he was going to be due a ton of money. And also, even though he's not that ridiculously old, I mean, he does have a lot of mileage on him. So, I mean, those are the two things that I see. So, I mean, I'm willing to give the trade a chance because I think the NFL as a whole, I do think running backs, I think, are starting to get devalued a little bit just because their shelf life is not that long.
Well, a few things here with this. first is, are they going to be able to get better? I think that the whole I can understand if this team didn't have any cap room at all and really needed to get rid of those contracts. But before they even let Shady go, I mean, this team was some $24 million underneath the cap for next year. Still had plenty of room to draft players and, pick up a few guys to better this team. Looking into it during the offseason, Zeca, this team had a few needs. They needed to get a little bit better in the secondary, and they needed to do some things to improve the offensive line, in my opinion, because they were too banged up on the offensive line last year, and I think ultimately those things were what caused them to be unsuccessful. Regardless of my personal reasons were more as coaching than anything, but those were the areas personnel could improve. This is now, and so instead of improving secondary by making this trade, you've cut your best player on your offense. I mean, one of the best players on any offense on any team. This is a player that the other teams, base their entire game plan against. Before this, you had two of them. You had him and Deshaun. Now, this was the only guy, and now he's not there anymore. So you've eliminated the biggest asset that you had on offense by doing this. So I don't see how this makes you better. And then the player that you got is this Kiko Alonso. He plays a position which we already had DeMeco Ryans and Michael Kendricks, who are pretty solid players. It's not that much of a – I don't know who he's going to replace of those two, but that's not that much of a of an upgrade. In fact, I don't know that this guy is better than either one of those players. So you haven't fulfilled any of the positions that were actual needs here, and – not only that, but just like I said, this is statistically the best player in Eagles history. This is an 80-year-old franchise. You can't get rid of this guy at 27 when he's going to be 27 years old when the season starts. There's so much football that this guy is going to play, and this guy is what teams base their entire game plan against. He's the best player on the field when you go out there, and now he's playing for somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, I definitely agree with a lot of what you said. I mean, I'm definitely going to miss him. I mean, I really enjoyed watching him. And, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, we've been very spoiled at running back, being Eagles fans. I mean, obviously with McCoy and then before that, Brian Westbrook, and then before that, Deuce Staley. I mean, we just had a long run of just really productive and solid running backs. Not sure who that guy now, obviously, is going to be moving forward. But you said, I mean, a guy that's going to be 27, I mean, you look at a lot of these NFL running backs, I mean, a lot of these guys start to hit that downward spiral around 28, 29 years old. So he's not that far away from it. And, I mean, I think I kind of see the thinking with it. I mean, running backs, they just don't have a long shelf life. Maybe they're going to end up trading them a year too early. I mean, that obviously, I mean, time will tell. That remains to be seen. But, I mean, the big thing is the running backs, they don't have a big shelf life. And, I mean, if they feel that they can draft a rookie who's going to make not a ton of money, who has fresh legs, who's maybe 21 years old, who's 5-6 years younger than Shady, I mean, if that's their plan, I'm okay with it. And then if you want to draft a rookie and then maybe pick up a second running back, I mean, you have guys like C.J. Spiller and Reggie Bush around to have maybe like a veteran-type guy in here as well. I mean, if that is their plan, then, I mean, I'm okay with it. But, again, I'm definitely sad to see him go. But, I mean, if they think it is best for the team, then – I mean, I'm not going to rip on the move quite yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this is all this propaganda. I rated this show R because I can't hide my frustration forever. This is just this propaganda bullshit, Zeca, that we're being fed here, and it's just not true. You're saying the guy is too young. are too old at age 26. It's fucking ridiculous. Matt Forte is 29, so McCoy's 3 years younger than his. You're telling me the past 3 years that Matt Forte hasn't been a star player in this league because of his age? Marshawn Lynch is the best back in football. He's 28 years old. The stuff about McCoy being old is just freaking ridiculous. I can't understand how we're – I mean, how young do you need him to be? Was it, you're going to start a freaking 14-year-old at running back? 26 is not old. It's just – I understand, like, yeah, maybe he's only got 5 good seasons left in him instead of 10, but, you know, this team was good right now. We need a guy that's going to go in there and be good right now. I was under the impression that this was a contender, and then you got rid of your best player. I just think that I can't, as a logical person, and that's what I like to believe myself to be, I just can't wrap my thoughts around this. I just can't understand it.
No, I mean, I agree with you, Steve. I mean, he definitely was the Eagles' best player for a few years now. I don't think there's any question about that. And you're right. I mean, Marshawn Lynch obviously is older, and he is the best running back in the league. But, I mean, also I think a lot of it had to do with the money thing. I mean, unfortunately, that's how it goes in pro sports. But, I mean, this guy was owed a lot of money, and I think maybe from the Eagles' perspective, maybe if we can put that money in other places, which you're probably going to see within the next few weeks here with free agency, and probably to improve the defense – then, you know what, if that's the case, then I guess I'm okay with it. But again, I mean, like all trades, this is something we're not really going to be able to judge for a couple of years, maybe down the road. Because, I mean, it really depends, like, what they do with now the available money that they have. What type of player does Alonzo turn out to be? I mean, do they draft a rookie who's effective or not? I mean, these are all questions that are going to be answered here in the next year or two. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I love Shady. I mean, he was a hell of a player. But, I mean, I think you just have to – I mean, I think time will tell.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to bring up, because you mentioned the cutting these guys because of their contracts, and this is where I think they've really screwed up, is because if I'm a free agent player, Mike Zeka, why would I want to sign the team that doesn't honor their contracts, knowing that I don't think that Shady McCoy could have played any better. I don't think that Trent Cole could have possibly had a better career than he's had for us. 49th all-time in sacks. And needs 12 more to get to 100. 3 years from now, he'll have probably 10 over the next few years when he's playing for Sean McDermott. And we'll see him in Canton someday. Why would you come to Philadelphia knowing that whatever they offer you, even if you have the best career that you can, they're just going to cut you and not pay you the rest of the money? I wouldn't come here. I wouldn't come here in a million years if I was an NFL player.
No, I mean it's definitely a good point you make. I mean, obviously, I mean – but you know what? That's the whole NFL, though. I mean, around this time of year, Steve, you see a lot of big names getting cut. And that's just the nature of the NFL. A lot of these contracts are not guaranteed. I mean, it's not structured like Major League Baseball, and it's not structured like the NBA. And, I mean, around this time of year here in February and March, you see a lot of big names that just flat out get cut due to cap reasons. I mean, in terms of free agents here, I mean, I don't think the Eagles are any different than a lot of other teams. If the Eagles offer a free agent a good contract, the guy will still come here, and I'm sure there's going to be a few signings here that the Eagles are going to do probably in the next couple weeks. And, these guys getting cut, due to cap reasons, I mean, it happens all over the NFL. It's not just the Eagles.
Yeah, well, the other thing is that now you've got other problems here outside of McCoy being gone. And by the way, I just want to mention a few things. In 2007, LaDainian Tomlinson had his best career year his career. Actually, it was 2006. I mean, he was 27 years old. He had another tremendous year at age 28.
Marshall Faulk actually had his best year of his career at age 28 as well. So, I don't see that parallel again, but I'm going to let that go for now. The other thing I just wanted to talk about is and nobody really brought up, was talking much about Trent Cole during this time. And not only that, but Brandon Graham left too. Those guys combined for over 12 sacks last year, Zeca. So that's 12 sacks there you have to make up. And, you know, in this trade, that was not addressed. And then the other guy who is, I'm presume is going to be gone because you had the entire season to work out his contract and you didn't do it. And that's Jeremy Maclin, which, you know, he's the number one receiver. So now your number one receiver is going to be Riley Cooper on this team, who's marginal. I don't see how they're getting better and that there's actually guys out there that are going to want to come here and can produce like the people that you already had. It just it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, I think it's safe to say, Steve. I mean, obviously this team has a lot of work cut out for them. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, there's still a heck of a lot of holes on this team. But again, I mean, I want to see what they do in free agency because I think they're definitely going to be active in free agency. And I mean, I want to see what they do in the draft as well. And who's going to be the quarterback of this team moving forward for week one next year of the new season. So, I mean, I really just kind of want to see where this roster sits come July, come August. And then I can probably develop more opinions on the whole situation. But the big concept here, Steve, I mean, obviously with the Sixers' big trades a couple weeks ago, and then obviously the Sean McCoy trade. I mean, it's pro sports, man. I mean, just don't get attached to these players too much because – I mean, ultimately it is a business, and I mean, I do think it's getting more and more ridiculous. So, I mean, just unless you're a Phillies fan, just don't get too attached to some of these guys. I mean, that's why when I buy a jersey, and a lot of times I either buy a retro jersey of a guy who's not playing anymore, retired, or just a blank jersey. Cause I mean, you flat out cannot get attached to these guys cause you no one's really untouchable anymore.
Well, listen, there are guys that I would have traded LeSean McCoy for. I would have traded LeSean McCoy for Aaron Rodgers. I would have traded LeSean McCoy for Calvin Johnson. I would have traded him for J.J. Watt. I would have traded him for Tom Brady. You know, these are guys that are, you know, bona fide superstars, build your franchise around, will take you places if you have them. I just don't see why this team did not value this guy in that sort of way. And, you know, to trade him for, like I said, a position that you're already strong at, it goes beyond, you know, getting attached to guys. I get it. I get the whole business thing. I'm a businessman myself. No one has to explain that to me. But, you know, when I look at how I run my business, I base things on having the best people possible to succeed. And every way I look at this is that you had a successful team here that now is in some sort of rebuilding process. You didn't get better. You got way worse, and I don't see the players coming here. And you know, after last year's draft, Chip's draft was garbage. You know, taking Marcus Smith and Josh Huff, those guys are jobbers. We're going to be basing here that this guy's going to do this with draft picks when he doesn't even draft well from what we've seen. So, and then, you know, when it comes down to his philosophy, and I think that this has so much of what's going to, you know, put him back in college football in 2 years, is that, you know, I think that so much of this team's struggle last year when playing good teams was the fact that they were keeping the other team's offense on the field all day. And now that you've gotten in your, you know, your defense is worse and your offense is worse, I just see, you know, more three and outs where you're taking 30 seconds on the clock, off the clock, and, you know, another team having 45 minutes to do whatever they want during a game with. I mean, I think that's how this is going to continue to go. I think that this team's probably going to win somewhere between 4 and 6 games next year or the following year. I don't even want to think about what's going to happen. I don't even want to mention this Mariota crap I've been hearing for months. But I think that that's where that's going to be, and you're just going to see, you know, 2-3 years from now, Chip Kelly coaching in the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, you say, Steve, that the defense is worse now and the offense is worse now. I mean, again, there's a lot of transactions that are going to take place from now to the draft in late April, early May. So, I mean, I want to see what they do. I want to see what moves they make to replace these guys. And, I mean, then I think I can make more evaluations going into the season, and obviously as the season plays out how it goes. But, I mean, I'm not going to rip too much on Chip. Because looking at it, he hasn't been terrible. I mean, you just look at it strictly on wins and losses. I mean, he inherited a 4-12 team that was a complete mess from Andy Reid. And the first year they went 10-6, won the division. And this past year, no, they missed the playoffs, but he went 10-6. So, I'm not going to rip on this guy too much yet because I don't think he deserves it quite yet. Now, if it's this time next year, and we're in March of 2016, and this Eagles team's coming off a 3-13 season, then, I mean, you know, and pretty much load the gun because, I mean, everything's going to be ripping on Chip Kelly. So, but the fact is, I mean, this guy has 20 wins in 2 years, and until he has like a 3-13 season or a 4-12 season, I mean, I think you have to give him the benefit of the doubt for now. But the one thing I will say is, this draft is a huge draft for him because most of the good teams, they go through their drafts. And, no, I mean, they cannot have another Marcus Smith first-round pick again because, I mean, the draft was pretty miserable last year except for Jordan Matthews. So, I mean, yeah, this clearly is obviously a huge offseason and a huge draft for Chip Kelly. But, I mean, ultimately it comes down to wins and losses, so I'm not going to kill the guy quite yet.
Well, I mean, another point I would bring up, I mean, the cap space thing, the past 3 years, the three teams that have spent the most in free agency were Tampa Bay, St. Louis, and Buffalo, three of the least successful teams in the league. Just wanted to, you know, explain to that the teams that spend big in free agency aren't the ones that are successful. But if you look at the teams that have cap space, Zeka, I mean, there's 20 teams in this league that have significant cap space. So, attracting free agents to come here, like I said, is going to be very, very difficult. So I don't think that the future looks very optimistic. At the end of the year, after this team went from looking to be a team that would have a first-round bye in the playoffs to not even making the playoffs, really started to question, you know, the philosophy and this, you know, hurry-up offense that they run. And I don't think that this guy really has the tools for what it takes to be long-term successful in the NFL. You know, he's able to blow out some bad teams, but when it comes down to it, you saw what happened when we played the Packers last year, when we played Seattle last year, when we played Denver the year before. When you go against these big teams and you're giving them that kind of time with the ball, they're going to destroy Chip. And now that you have literally no pass rush, it's going to get ugly. And I don't like where this is going. And, you know, wait and see. I mean, I don't want to wait much longer. I mean, I wanted to be able to go into next season and believe that, you know, we're going to take our players and put our best foot forward. And now there's talk that this team could be, you know, trading a bunch of draft picks to move up to draft a quarterback. Like, the last thing that I want to do for my team, which, you know, is 1 year removed from being a playoff team, is to develop a rookie quarterback. And at the rate that these guys never pan out, I'm not willing to mortgage the future of my team for that. But unfortunately, it looks like as of Tuesday, we've already have mortgaged our future. So I'm very upset, and that's.
Well, I mean, a couple of things of what you said. I mean, if they feel Mariota is the guy and Foles isn't, then I'm okay with it. And I know I've said that before on previous shows, and I don't want to get too much into it because, I mean, obviously the Mariota talk's been pretty crazy the last couple months here. But, I mean, obviously, if they feel he's the guy and Foles isn't, then I'm fine with them pulling the trigger on it. But besides that point, I mean, you're right. I mean, they're not to Seattle's level. They're not to Green Bay's level. I mean, they got destroyed in Green Bay last year. When Seattle came in here on that late Sunday afternoon game, the score wasn't like a total blowout. But, I mean, you clearly saw, there was no question Seattle was the better team in that game. So, I mean, they're not at that level. And they're just not. And I mean, you got to ask yourself, how do you get there? So, I mean, obviously they have a plan in place, and you just have to see how it plays out because I really want to see what this 53-man roster looks like around Labor Day going into the season, because obviously they have a lot of holes right now, and they have to clearly fill those holes and have a successful draft. It's going to be interesting, but. I don't hate the trade with McCoy, but, you just have to see how it works out. Because, with these trades, you can't really truly evaluate them for at least a couple of years.
Well, like I said, I think that it was way too early for the organization to give this guy this much power and for him to become a GM here. This guy doesn't have, that much experience. And I just feel like all week I've just been hearing so many ridiculous things from this fan base. One is that, first of all, people in Philadelphia don't watch college football, okay? Let's not kid ourselves here. This is not the Southeast. We don't live in Texas. This is not SEC country. So none of these people have watched this guy play. And even like the local sportscasters you hear talking about, it's ridiculous. They probably, they've heard of the guy since December, and they watched him play in the national championship playoffs, and that's it. So, I don't know where it comes from, where this guy is the second coming of Steve Young here. The guy's an Oregon quarterback, so is Joey Harrington. What are you expecting there to get out of that? So, I don't really know much of that. And then I hear things like, oh, well, look what the Patriots have done. I'm like, well, Bill Belichick is the coach of the Patriots. Bill Belichick has been in the NFL now for 40 years. Chip Kelly's been in the NFL for 2 years. It's just different. This guy, he's green, it's brand new, and from what I am looking at here, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. And that's where we're going to be at. And, and like I said, in a very short amount of time, this will be over, and he'll be an afterthought. And like I said, this is just like another Nick Saban, Bobby Petrino type situation. This is a college coach that will be back in college, and that's my opinion.
Steve, those guys that you named, they didn't have back-to-back 10-win seasons. You have to let it play out. I'm not going to kill the guy before. He has to have. If they go 4-12 next season, then what you're saying? And I'll be like, all right, you were right, but he hasn't had that season yet. So, I'm kind of all about just giving the guy an opportunity because you know what? You look at last year, a play here against San Francisco, a play here against Arizona, up to 12-4 football team. So, I kind of want to just really just see how it all plays out. But I'm not going to rip this guy. He's not coming off a 3-13 season. And I just want to let's see what he does. He's obviously he's got a lot of work cut out in terms of building this roster up again, but let's see what he does. I'm not gonna rip on this guy. He's not coming off a terrible season here.
Well, in 1993, this team made the biggest mistake it ever has, beginning of free agency. They did not bring back Reggie White, one of the greatest players in NFL history. At that time, their coach was Rich Kotite, who had just won his 22nd game as a head coach in 2 years. And so, you know, that's the kind of company that Chip Kelly is in. Couldn't even beat out Rich Kotite there. And at the same time, they ended up losing, I believe, Keith Jackson and Keith Byers, who also went to Green Bay. Later, they ended up taking Seth Joyner with them, and I think they did pretty well. They ended up winning a Super Bowl, I believe, going to another. So in the meantime, I mean, you know, so not since 1960, and I you know, we're gonna have several more years of this.
Well, we will see.
Yeah. Sorry we couldn't get more into some basketball talk there. I mean, really, that was what we intended on until what happened Tuesday, and all of this kind of came, it kind of fell in our lap. So, but I'm sure with, you know, the NBA, once the NBA draft hits, we'll be able to talk more about that. But just a depressing time, in my opinion, for being a fan here of this team, of these teams. The Flyers are actually playing all right, but you know, the Phillies are coming into what's going to be a bad year, and then you just have, you know, two teams where you're in rebuilding. It's just, it's tough. I mean, there's not a whole lot of expectation, I think, at this point for this city to win a championship anytime soon.
Well, I mean, Steve, you have. I told you this off the air. I know we're almost out of time here. We're time and a half now. But you have two guys in Sam Hinkie and Chip Kelly. I mean, they're not afraid to make the bold move. And, I mean, I'm okay with that. But, I mean, there's going to be a point here in a year or two where, I mean, we as fans, we're going to love these guys or we're going to hate these guys. And I don't think there's going to be anything in really the middle with those two guys. Because right now, Steve, I think the Sixers and the Eagles are running power. They're doing a lot of the similar things right now, making huge, bold moves for the future. So, I mean, you got to see how it plays out, because I think those two guys in this town, they're going to be loved in this town or they're going to be hated forever. So it's going to be interesting.
All right, Zeca, well, we'll be back soon. Next week, the free agent signee period begins, so we'll see what happens.
All right, buddy. Good talking with you.
All right.